You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Something really special about today. It's this moment when all across the world, film critics will come together with one thing that they'll all use the pun Jason Bored in their reviews.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to get it out there first. Yeah, Jason Bored.
There you go.
There, I said it. So copyright, Chris Cox, oneofus.net. Everybody pay me.
You know, when I was sitting in the theater, I was like, oh, I can't wait to say, this movie was boring. Jason Boring.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just wanted to have that, but you took it away from me.
We copyright that too.
Yeah, we did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just copyrighting both of them.
Thank
just
you.
In case.
If I may make a pun as well, I was actually born today.
Yeah.
Because this was my first Bourne movie.
Holy shit.
Oh, good lord.
Well, not
sorry
the,
that
not
this
the best
was
one.
Your introduction to it. Although, that being said, you know, really, this is just kind of a replication. It's like the Bourne replication, you know? It's like of everything it's, we've seen before,
yeah,
but so
name.
Far past the sell-by date.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a remake of the first movie, where it's just repeating the same thing where Bourne, who is, you know, on his own again, still trying to figure things out. Apparently, he's a big fan of MMA.
Yeah.
That's very popular, apparently.
Yeah, just doing it out of, like, you know, ghetto fight clubs.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's his thing. And he's like, well, I'm starting to remember something again. It's about my past, which I don't really remember all that well. It has something to do with my dad.
But he starts the film by going, I remember everything. And then the film goes on to say, well, no, not really.
No.
You remember parts. Anyway, I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
Herman.
This is, you know, they said Paul Greengrass, the director of the second two Bourne films.
Yeah.
And,
best
and,
ones.
And then Matt Damon said...
Chris, wait a minute. You're mispronouncing it.
Matt Damon. Poor Matt Damon. had said that we're done after three, you know. We thought we came to a good ending point. And I agree. I thought it was a good ending point for the series. You know, if some other people want to do it, I can't stop them. But, you know, we're done doing it. And then it turned into... Well, if we had, like, a great script, we might do it.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, both of them are like, well, we wouldn't do it unless the other one was involved. So all this build-up to, like, wow, we're, like, you know, we're going to cut off the extra word. There's no the Bourne anything. It's just Jason Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, like, give you one hell of a good trailer for it.
Trailer is – I have to tip my hat to the marketing team. They did a great job selling this movie.
Yeah. And like, oh, it's Bourne. He's back and he's badder and tougher than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has got to be great, right?
Yeah.
How could this not – I mean, you don't even – why would the two of them even agree to do this if it doesn't top everything they've done so far?
Exactly.
And that question shall remain unanswered, because that is clearly what did not happen here. This is, years after he disappears at the end of the Bourne Ultimatum.
Yeah, 10 years.
He resurfaces. At the same time, we've got Tommy Lee Jones, who is the new sort of...
He's the bad guy.
The director of the CIA, who's running a new program that's like all about like everything has to do now that's even mildly connected with spies. It's all about Edward Snowden and security.
Yeah,
make sure you know that by saying Snowden at least a handful of times.
At several times. I mean, really, Paul Greengrass, it's obvious to me, he just wants to make a movie about Edward Snowden.
Yeah. Yeah,
so much so, and Edward Snowden was you know, a super secret spy.
Yeah.
Kick ass.
Matt Damon doesn't care about any of the shit, but his old buddy, what is her name? Julia Stiles is running around. She's gone out in the cold, and she's working with some hacker guy, and she's apparently gone into the folder that just says Black Ops on the CIA's mainframe and stole all their files, and then has decided, well, I'm going to get Jason to help me. And Jason's like, I don't give a shit. And she's like, oh, there's something in there you don't know about, like your past.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is like saying chicken to Marty McFly.
Yeah, that's catnip. It's like, oh, I need it. I gotta know.
There's one minor other detail. What shoes were you wearing?
Yeah.
So he gets drawn back into there the whole time. Tommy Lee Jones is like, oh shit, we got to capture, we got to get her, and oh, Jason Bourne's involved. Oh, we kill him, kill him, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new girl working for him, played by Alicia Vikander, who's coming here from the George Lucas School of Acting.
Yeah, which is that's the Natalie Portman School of Acting. Don't emote, please. Whatever you do, do not emote.
I have no confidence in the Chancellor.
I mean, that's really what her delivery is.
Yeah.
And where even when she's like interacting with everyday people, just like, oh, have a nice day, welcome to the hotel. She's like, thank you. I will see you later. It's like, what? No one talks that way.
The movie's split between Bourne, who's being hunted, and he doesn't even know why they're so viciously after him.
Well, he's just used to it at this point. Just, it's a Wednesday.
It's another day at work. And he's determined to track down this information about his past that has to do with his father.
His daddy.
And why he was chosen in the first place to be part of this program. Altogether, once again, let me say, as far as, like, details go about his past, really fucking like go into the nitty gritty details here. We're like, haven't you already killed everyone who needs to be killed at this point? No, because there's also Vincent Cassell is running around working for Tommy Lee Jones, who is like another high end assassin who's got a vengeance craze on for Jason Bourne, because when Bourne revealed information in the Bourne Ultimatum, it burned him and he ended up being tortured for like 2 years.
So
sure, that pissed me off.
Is this his first appearance in the franchise?
I believe
Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm like, oh wait, was he in like the Ultimatum and did they fight? But I guess that's the reason why they leaked all their files and that, thus all these agents were exposed. And
but then of course there's a tie back where Jason Bourne has a reason to take it personal with this guy as well. Like, so it's like a story, and at the same time, laying on top of it, they have the whole thing with like, okay, so there's like some. They never say if it's like an OS or if it's a browser or something. Some guy with some big tech company.
They're not specific whatsoever.
It's just Google.
Is it just Google?
It's a Google allegory.
It's a search engine,
Okay.
It's what it felt like.
Who is like, apparently had got his whole business started by getting money from the government.
And
in the past has allowed them back doors into his product. And now he's like, I've given you more than what you ever gave me, and I'm out now because security is like, I've come on the ethical side that you guys having an open access to everyone's security is bad. And Tommy Lee Jones just ain't having it.
He's like, we're not going to have another Snowden.
Yeah. Yeah. I there's multiple problems with this. One of which is just that, like, the storyline is just so overly familiar in both ways, both in that story, which, I mean, obviously there's a discussion we're all having. It's a serious thing, but that's been going on for like 4 or 5 years in movies now, in spy movies especially. And B, the exact same Bourne story as the previous film.
I mean, it's the remake of, really, it's the first three movies where he's just like, I need to find out something about my past. And really, like, it's like, okay, you're going to do that. That's fine. At least we're going to get a couple of good action scenes in this movie, right?
You would think.
I mean, the Bourne films have always been criticized for like the shaky cam, especially the first one. But in The Supremacy and Ultimatum, I thought they were handled very well. Paul Greengrass did a great job. Here, it's like, fuck that. We're not only are you not going to be able to tell what's going on, you're going to be bored while watching it.
Yeah, it's the Bourne irritation.
That's literally what I did say during the last couple of fight scenes. I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to wait till it's done because I can't tell what's happening half the time.
And the fight scenes are relatively crystal clear by comparison to the car chase scenes.
Oh, I
which are know. It's just all over.
During
the
final one, I did tune out. I was just like, I'll just wait until this.
Yeah. I don't know what it says. Something just crashed. I was like, their big money shot thing here,
Blood
the
glass.
One they're like, oh, this is the one that's going to be the big get you wow action scene.
It's the one in the trailer everyone's seen.
Which is the big car chase, the car is blowing up everywhere. Eddie Murphy did it better in Beverly Hills.
I'm just banana saying. In a tailpipe.
Yeah, with a big better action truck just taking out cars.
Yeah.
We've already seen this happen a lot of times, a lot better, a lot more destructive, and better filmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I couldn't get behind either the narrative or the action in this. And then what are you left with? Like, the hope that we still really commiserate with, like, we really feel for Jason Bourne. It's like, that whole story is so old news now. It's so we're just tired of him coming back to the same thing. And he says 27 lines in the entire movie.
So it's 27, not 25.
Is it 25? Maybe
I thought it was 25.
I thought I heard 27.
Okay, I mean, even if it is, 20s. It's like, what the hell? Holy shit, that's all he says?
Yeah, you're like, so he just like goes direct about his business and doesn't really say much. And so I'm like, so everything you're supposed to care about this guy depends on you having seen the previous Bourne films, for one thing. And depending, you still give a shit enough about that plot for it to carry forth into a fifth film.
Or any of the side characters that you care about them, which you don't.
Yeah, I will say, as someone who hadn't seen any of the Bourne films, that the opening chunks where it like tries to explain stuff a little bit, I was just like, whatever.
Treadstone.
Yeah, that it felt like it was just, let's float along until we can get to an action scene.
Potato Face Girl, yes.
And by the end of the movie, I will say, like, what you guys are complaining about is just a retread. It didn't feel so much like that. It didn't feel like a retread of their movies. It felt more just like, this is just standard action spy fare. The only time it got interesting is, like you said, Greengrass seems to be interested in wanting to do like a Snowden story. And I think that is more interesting than the typical action thing that he ends up doing for 80% of the movie.
And yet, he through the whole film, even to the end, he's wildly disinterested in that plot.
Yeah, he just, like, kind of grazes over it. Yeah. Like, just touches it.
It's just, like, there's a moment where he gets to do something to like, help out that situation, but he never really cares or is involved with it. It's just so tertiary to what they're setting up that he gives a shit about at all here, that it was hard for me to give a shit. And it's, you know, if you're going to do something that feels like it's based on what's happening now, actually get a little closer to what's actually happening.
Yeah.
It felt like it was trying so hard to dodge around anything specific that it was ultimately ineffectual.
It didn't want to get too deep into anything.
No.
Well, even the film itself, it didn't seem interested in Jason Bourne at all. The fact that he only says 25 lines in the movie. Like, you spend the majority of the time with Tommy Lee. Or 27. It's in the 20s, we know that. I mean, you spend most of the time with Tommy Lee Jones and Alicia Vikander and all these other characters we don't really care about who are just going to, we know, are being set up to die eventually, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
And the really doofy-faced guy that hates Bourne.
Vincent Cassel.
Yeah, sure.
You don't know who Vincent Cassel is?
I've heard the name, but he's doofy-faced.
I got to show you some good Vincent Cassel films. Okay. He's been in some really good movies.
Is he especially doofy-looking in all those movies?
He's always been kind of doofy-looking. Okay. But he plays great villains, generally speaking. Just not here.
Yeah, and definitely not. He's just like, I hate, it's just a standard revenge thing. It's like, I hate Jason Bourne.
The final fight between the two of them that you expect is going to be like, whoa, this is going to be the one. You're like, wow, this is not even close to the best fight in this movie, and the other ones weren't that great.
Well, the other thing is, a lot of the hand-to-hand fight scenes are all filmed really up close, and typically that's to hide the fact that the actors cannot fight.
But the thing is, I know that Matt Damon can fight. Apparently, he's been well-trained.
Well, keep in mind, he's a lot older now. What, he's 50?
He's like around my age. Which we just won't say.
So he's older.
Yeah. Herman's like, so 50.
I didn't say that. But he's older, and it's clear he's like, he's not going to be able to do all this. I mean, I'm sure, like, for most of the stuff, there was a stuntman. Yeah, you see the one time, you know, in the trailer when he's all MMA fighting with his shirt off. He's like, he looks fantastic. But it's just, again, you don't see him in action all that much.
I will say as well, like, you know, I'm willing to forgive a lot of sort of just doofy spy stuff that comes through, but there's a lot of doofy spy stuff that you're like, what?
Yeah.
Why would that be like that? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many points where I'm just like, because he's apparently superhuman and he can just sense what's happening next.
Yeah. Well, not just that. I mean, there's a moment in the film when, because the last part of the movie takes place in Las Vegas, and he goes to this convention where it's basically this, like, entertainment expo, like, all these new technologies and everything. It's like, there's free samples. They have free samples of, like, recording devices and trackers that you could just pick up and leave with.
Yeah.
It's like it's a goddamn supermarket of spy
like,
equipment.
This is very convenient.
It's basically like ISIS from the Archer series. That's what it's like. Yeah, sure, take it. Like, the guy behind the counter is like, I've got to sign a form, and who gives a shit? Just take it.
Hey, for a guy who doesn't have any support system and no plan going into anything, he sure manages to be, like, awfully predictive of every tiny, to the millisecond, what he has to do in order to get the job done.
Yeah. He's been trained, Chris. He's the best of the best. Yeah,
way past the point of plausibility.
Yeah.
The Roger Moore James Bond films feel more plausible.
You talk shit about Roger Moore.
Yeah, come on, man. You're not going to defend Moonraker. You know you're not.
I'm not going to defend Moonraker. I will defend Live and Let Die, Spy Who Loved Me.
Yeah. He had some good films.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. People shit on him just because he made one bad movie. Well, maybe a couple.
I'll take more than a few.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you that.
All right. So what are you going to final thoughts there?
Sure. Well, first, I'd say I think Moonraker is a more entertaining movie than this. So I will rewatch Moonraker over Jason Bourne.
In the same way that Star Trek V is a more entertaining movie than Into Darkness.
Is that the one where they say, row, row, row your boat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's like, it's bad, but at least I was laughing.
Oh, your Star Trek stuff. Why does God Need a starship?
That's a valid question.
It is very true. Yeah. But
why does Spock never mention the fact he had a brother up until now?
Holy shit, I didn't know that. Wow, ridiculous. Yeah, honestly, this movie's just really boring, like we've all kind of said. It's repeating the first three films, just plot, you know, for every single plot. None of the supporting characters are that interesting. I mean, you have, Julia Stiles comes back? Potato Face Girl.
Briefly.
And, very briefly.
Potato Face Girl, really?
She's a little lumpy. but, yeah, and even when she leaves the movie in, you know, kind of a graphically violent way, you're like, I don't really care. Most of the supporting cast just seems to be like going through the motions. Tommy Lee Jones, throughout the movie, he just seemed more and more tired. Where's just this one point in the film when he's like sitting in, I guess they're in in the CIA, and he's just sitting there in his chair, and Alicia Vikander's like, well, we have to do this. Let's try this thing to capture Jason Bourne. He's like, all right, let's try it. Okay, we'll see.
It was a recreation of when his agent presented the script. So.
Yes, exactly. Sure. Yeah.
How much is the check for?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
So yeah, I mean, even when I was like, okay, like even the movies,
the Bourne Remuneration.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, we can come up with so many better titles than the actual movie movie title. Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, well, these characters suck. Matt Damon doesn't seem to be at all there. At least the action's going to be good. And the action is not good whatsoever. It's poorly filmed. More than half the time you don't know what's going on. It's filmed up close to hide the fact that none of the actors can really fight anymore. And so, yeah, I was just kind of really, really disappointed by this movie. I think I just have to give it, 2 out of 10, really saggy eye bags that Tommy Lee Jones has.
Jesus, I know, right?
One of them looked infected. You should get that checked out.
Yeah, I think he's like 106.
I think he might be. He's a lich at this point.
He's looked old his whole career, though.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Those bags were really
They were getting bigger and bigger. They were engulfing his face.
That was more exciting than the movie.
I was like, my God, look at those things.
Someone let the guy take a nap or something. John, what'd you think?
Again, as someone who has no ties to this franchise, hadn't seen the prior... There's a one with Renner, right? So I hadn't seen the prior four. I'd only seen one Greengrass film.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch a single trailer. So I had no idea what was going on. Other than this was like a reboot similar thing. And when I'm watching it, I thought two things. One, why did this get rebooted? Did people really like this back in the day? Like, is this
the first three films were very financially and critically successful.
Okay. Yeah. And the second was, I kind of want to watch John Wick right now.
Yeah.
Those are some good action scenes.
Yeah.
So I give this 3 out of 10, you should just rather watch John Wick recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, if you're thinking about going to see this and you haven't seen John Wick, or it's been more than, say, a month since you've seen it, then maybe just watch John Wick, which is about a billion times better than this. You know, it feels like they want to fall somewhere in this film between Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, that type of spy movie.
Jesus.
Which is like, I'm sorry, I know a lot of critics loved it, but I thought it was just
dull. It was boring as fuck.
So boring. And like, you know, your Mission Impossibles, what have you. And the problem is there is no super comfy ground between those two styles of movie. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really know what kind of movie it wants to be. And ultimately, you end up getting what the studio clearly thought was a safe Bourne movie that was following so close to the formula and to the stories that they think people want to hear about in a spy movie that there's just nothing here that feels fresh in the slightest. I felt like Matt Damon was the one guy who actually did want to be there, actually, but like he had nothing to work with.
Yeah.
And Greengrass, you know, as much as like people like to celebrate him for the last two Bourne movies, the biggest problem with the last two Bourne movies is his style of directing. It still does that way too close fights. You know, it gets a little better in the third one where he finally learned to pull back a bit, but this one's like he learned nothing.
Yeah.
I just really did not enjoy this at all. I was so worried. It's one of those movies you come out of going, is it just me? It can't just be me, right? No. And worried that I'm going to go out there and make my Jason Bourne joke and everyone's going to be like, oh, I thought it was good, which happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. didn't happen this time. Everybody we talked to coming out of this was like, ugh.
I encountered a few people that were like, this was really good.
Yeah, but
I
mean, weren't critics.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
They were the mouth breathers.
Dude, it doesn't matter. You could see, I heard people coming out of Movie 43 saying that.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give this...
Damn it. Oh, did I take your
no,
IBEX?
No, you actually took mine.
Oh, I did? Okay. I'm glad I was the only one that was thinking it while I was sitting there.
2.5 times out of 10, I thought Alicia Vikander was just playing her robot character again.
She had more emotion as a robot in this movie. By the way, Ex Machina, very good film. See that? See that instead of Jason Bourne, Born to be Boring.
Born to be boring.
Born to be boring.
Bored by boring.
Say that 3 times fast.
Bored.
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 Bored. Bored. Bored. Bored. Bored.